ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। श्री गिरि गोवर्धन धाम की, श्री गुरुदेव की, श्री प्रभुपाद की, बाय द अनलिमिटेड मर्सी ऑफ श्री कृष्णा श्रीमती राधा रानी एंड श्री गुरुदेव, वी हैव कम टू दिस वेरी ब्यूटीफुल प्लेस। दिस इज तमाल ट्री विच रिप्रेजेंट्स कृष्णा, दैट ट्री इज कदंब ट्री जस्ट नियर यू। यस, that is Kadamba tree representing Radharani. And when gopis were in separation from Krishna, when he had gone to Mathura, they would embrace this tree, great separation, thinking that it is Krishna, because it has a color of Krishna, dark color, that is fair color. So this is actually very deep forest of Sri Govardhan. You can see the environment here. This is Ratnakunda. And in this place, there was Ratna Singhasan of Radharani, where she was decorated, adored and worshipped by gopis. That is the place where Baba was there, worship. The temple is there. That is the place Singhasan used to be before. But the demon Shankhasur actually took it away from here, stole it away. And it is somewhere else now, but it is also lost from that place also. So, this also, this forest is called as Shyamvan, Shyamkuti. And when Radharani was sitting here and being decorated, one time her grandmother Mukhara Devi came here. And suddenly she saw Radharani being decorated, so she hid herself in the bushes to witness the pastimes. She didn't want to disturb the pastimes. So then Krishna came and they met one another here. The gopis served them here pretty beautifully. And there's a beautiful footprint of Krishna there. So these footprints were unlimitedly available in Vrindavan Dham in those days. But somehow as the time comes, you know, as Radha Kund was covered with mud and things are getting unmanifest gradually, and then whatever is preserved we are able to see. So we should be grateful that whatever is available today, tomorrow it may not be available. Next time when you come, something may be lost. So you have to grasp those things in the heart. Whatever you see now, it may be renovated tomorrow, it may not be available tomorrow. If both things are possible. That's why we always say that we always have now. We don't have yesterday, we don't have tomorrow. Shouldn't waste our time. Whatever is available, you should grasp for the benefit of the soul. And that is the best thing available. Whatever is best for us, is Krishna providing you at this moment of time. What he feels best, he is making us available. What we may think best may not be available. But what he thinks best for us will be available. That's why alertness and acceptability is one of the most important factors which makes our life successful. If things are available and we are not, acceptability is not there, then what is the use of those things available? So our consciousness should be always ready to accept. You know, this is called mumukshu. Mumukshu means always ready to absorb, like a sponge, you know. Any moment of time, the sponge is ready to absorb. And that is what is life of devotional service. The devotee is always, his all senses are alert. As and when he gets more and more purified, his senses become more alert and more, you know, acceptable. The acceptability is increasing. The grasping power, because the senses are only doors to achieve knowledge, which gives us realization later. So our senses, whatever world you are perceiving today, is either through eyes or through ears or through tongue or through touch or through smell. There is nothing else that gives you knowledge about the world. So when we chant Hare Krishna, our senses get purified and they become more and more in a position to accept things in quality and quantity also. And that's how we can perceive Krishna. So when we come to the holy place, our senses being imperfect, we may not be able to grasp everything sensually. But still, because the soul is a spiritual material, spiritual thing, and dham is a pure spiritual thing, so the effect is there. Effect is there. So we know or may not know, but the soul is getting the complete association of the dham. At the same time, if there is consciousness, alertness, then the benefit is more. It's not just agyata sukruti. It can be transformed into a practical realization. That's why we always chant, be alert, be awake, listen carefully, attentively, focus your attention, keep your consciousness focused, so that our grasping is more and more and more. So it is not ordinary. You can pay millions of pounds, but you cannot create such situation in anywhere in the world. You have to come here and roll in the dust to get the benefit. A pure devotee may, by his purity, create environment like this spiritually, in principle, for your soul. But still these things may not be able to be created there. Ultimately, the pure devotee by his power gives you association of purity. But ultimately dham is dham. You have to come and experience over here. What is it like? So Lord Krishna is giving us this opportunity. Should be extremely grateful, thankful, all the time in the heart. Although we don't deserve, Krishna is giving us so many wonderful opportunities. So there was a demon called Shankhasur. Whose story I will tell you in short. One time in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna was associating with Viraja Devi. Viraja Devi is actually a river which separates the material world from spiritual world. V Raja. V means beyond. Raja means Rajogun. From there, Rajogun ends and spirituality starts. Vaikuntha starts from there. So Viraja Nadi separates the spiritual world from the material world. So she's a Devi. She's a very great consort of Lord Krishna. So one time Lord was associating with her privately and Radharani got upset. So that kunj where she was associating with Krishna was guarded by Sri Dama. So he stopped her, Radharani. She was very upset. He didn't allow her to go inside. So she said, why are you stopping me? So he said, I'm supposed to stand here, not allow anybody to go inside. So she cursed him that you'll become a demon in material world. So he cursed her back that you will become 100 years away from Krishna in the material world. You also will go to material world and you will suffer 100 years separation from Krishna. It's a long story, but I am cutting it short. So in the course of time, when time came to appear in the material world, Radharani appeared, Krishna appeared, and Sridhama appeared as Sridhama also, and Sridhama also appeared as a demon, Shankasur. So I think Shankachuda, his name was Shankachuda. He had a very beautiful jewel on his forehead, which was effulgent like millions of suns, very powerful. So when this is a place where generally gopis will bring Radharani and put her on the throne and decorate her beautifully, they invite Krishna on the same throne and then worship them, you know, do fan them with chamar and sing songs and feed them and swing them. All these beautiful pastimes of private Nikunja Lila takes place here. Shankachuda came here and he was very envious. He couldn't tolerate that, you know, how can somebody enjoy more than me? So he started chasing the gopis away by his influence and power. So gopis got very scared. Started calling Krishna, please save us, this demon is chasing us away. So Krishna said, don't worry, I will take care of it. So Balram also was with him that time. So he said, Balramji, you please be with gopis. This, and then as soon as this demon saw Krishna coming to attack him, he just left the gopis and started running ahead. At that time Krishna told Balram, you just take care of gopis, I will take care of the demon. And the demon was running. And there was a great fight in the forest. And Krishna killed the demon. And at that time, the life air, that lamp, what do you call that, jyoti, entered in the body of Sridhama, not in Krishna. And Krishna took out the jewel, Shankha, and gave it to Balramji. And Balramji, in turn, to please Radharani, he gave it to Radharani. And it is explained, I am not very sure about it, it is explained that the same thing became Samantaka Mani afterwards, which was a great story is there. Krishna got two wives to get married through this Leela of Samantaka Mani. So this is a beautiful place, Shamwan, Shamkuti. As it is, you can see this place is so divine that, you know, there must be divine pastime taking place here. So try to absorb this. We'll take few moments of silence and pray, meditate, grasp, receive, whatever possible. Few minutes.